It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants.
The more I hear Merrick Garland, the more I think that this is a personal thing. He didn't get a shot at the Supreme Court. They nominated him. It got shot down. Honest to God, well, it smells, feels, looks, sounds like it's a gotcha. It really does.
He looked like he was just ticked off yesterday giving this three.
He's very shaky.
Yeah, he ticked me off because I'm not even waiting in the press room for you. They said, you know, Fox came in and then CNN, they all broke at the same time. We're waiting for, you know, U.S. Attorney General, blah, blah, blah. Supposed to be out any minute. 27 minutes later.
Oh, the heck with that.
And I bailed at 25.
Jen's like the heck with this. I got to go muck the stalls.
That was about it. Because it was like 4:30. I'm like, come on, buddy. I got to go feed. You know, what the hell are you doing to me? So I left, and then I watched it later. So, and he talked for, 3 minutes and then refused to take questions.
Yeah, he scurried away. Listen to this. And it's interesting where it was the first. You got to listen to the difference with the reporters going, bah, bah, bah. You know, they all try to shout their questions.
Right.
He says, I'm not answering questions. And then they were all stunned. You don't often hear a press room completely stunned
they
after
really
this.
They got really quiet.
They just got silent.
President
of
the
FBI agents.
Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
And then they just sat there like, really?
Wow.
You're not going to even answer any questions?
He just shunned us. Like, see you later. He walked away.
Wow.
But you know what? First, I'd be ticked off. You made me wait.
Right.
You know, and I understand, you know, Biden seems to be late all the time, and I understand that. I mean, he is the president. He's probably got important things to do. I don't know what Merrick Garland's doing. Maybe he is actually kind of busy as the U.S. Attorney General, but still, don't tell people. I hate it. Don't tell people you're going to be there at 2 when you show up at 2:27. You know, you wait for 3 or 4 or whatever the hell time it was. It was
they're
like
gods,
4.
Jen. They're inside the Beltway gods. They think they can
rude.
Do anything.
You know what? That's just rude.
So here was the big question, and I guess this was the biggest takeaway from his press conference that he really didn't want to do yesterday, but he says we're going to unseal everything.
Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Now, when he said that, all of our low-information, low-wattage Democrat friends said, ooh, they're going to get him now. Well, as opposed to that, you've got this. Trump releases late last night, on his Truth Social account, not only will I not oppose the release of documents related to the un-American, unwarranted, and unnecessary raid and break-in of my home in Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago, I'm going a step further. I am encouraging, capitalized, the immediate release of those documents, even though they have been drawn up by radical left Democrats, possibly future political opponents, who will have strong and powerful vested interest in attacking me, much as they have done for the last 6 years.
Holy cow.
Like, so that does not, to me, sound like a guy that's hiding anything.
Yeah, I don't think he has nuclear codes or nuclear bomb-making recipes or formulas or whatever it is. They said it was nuclear-related. I'm like, okay. You could put in front of, and I say this in all honesty, you could take a recipe to make a nuclear bomb and give it to somebody. Here are the instructions. Number one, you probably couldn't follow the instructions. And number two, you couldn't get the material.
That is, they're really actually pushing that stupid line,
yeah,
aren't they?
So what are they going to think? He was going to go sell?
They actually think people are, well, I know who will believe it, the low-information, low-wattage Democrats.
Do you know what you need to make a nuclear weapon, the kind of stuff you need? And if you could get it. I mean, you're going to go buy it on the black market, so first you're going to go nowhere to go to get it. So what, they expected him, what, to sell it to Little Chubby in North Korea? Here's how you make a nuclear bomb.
It is so dumb.
I'm like, stop, people. Stop
they
it.
They just, they know what they have in their voting base. They know who buys this crap, and they just force feed them. That's all it is.
It's horrible.
I think it's backfiring. I really do. Like we said time and time again this morning and yesterday, the last thing in the world Merrick Garland wanted to do was talk about it.
Yeah, he's not good socially.
Do you remember the original story they floated out after this? That he had no knowledge of it.
Oh, that's right. And they also said the President of the United States had no knowledge of it. But, you know, he's vacationing, so he could feasibly get away with it.
He may have forgotten about it once they told him. But
that could very well.
He had knowledge for about 5 minutes, and then he went out to lunch.
And then Isn't that sad?
But that's where we are.
It's just that it's sad that you even have to say it.
I know, but it's reality, though.
It's very sad.
All right, how about a distraction story? What's going on at Disney? We meant to get to this last segment. We ran out of time.
It is the first time in a couple of years, I would guess. Tonight starts at 7 o'clock. Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party begins.
What, tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
It's August.
It runs through Halloween. Tickets already sold out for the first four nights this week and Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good that it's there.
They say I don't know how much tickets are. We used to take the kids when they were little.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a good thing.
The hot
for
chocolate
little ones.
Was really good. They put a lot of marshmallows in it. I was like, ooh, give me another cup of marshmallows.
The liquid's just an excuse for the marshmallow.
It was always so good. So
yeah, is that earlier than they used to do it?
It seems like it. Like you said, it's August. Well, have you tried to buy Halloween decorations?
No.
They're not around.
Oh, they're out already?
They're out and they're gone. They're on to Christmas. Are you kidding me?
We've moved on to Christmas. It's a bigger moneymaker.
It's horrific. It really is. It's like you go into a store. I've been into a couple where, you know, it's like first there's a limited amount of Halloween decorations because they're clearing the shelves to make room for Christmas. And even at Sam's, they've moved it now to like the end cap. There's like, that's it. Like, okay, what happened to the rest of the stuff?
It's kind of sad.
It really is. It's really.
It's so hot.
Have you been looking at Home Depot to see if they got, what are you looking for?
Well, I want to give it away because everybody else is going to buy it. There was a rumor. It's not even confirmed. There was a rumor that they had a giant, like, Vecna thing.
like from
Stranger Things.
Really?
But that may be just a rumor. I don't know.
What is that going to cost you?
Well,
it'd be absurd.
Yeah, it'd be worth it, though.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
All right, if I buy that, I'm changing my whole theme this year to the upside down.
But you get such cool things. You got the ghouls coming out of the coffins.
I'll move away from zombies and I'll go on to the upside down.
Then you got to buy all
kinds
of stuff.
No, then you can have like a snowmaker machine coming from above.
Oh, that's true too because of Stranger Things. I get you. Okay, so you're in the upside down. I get you. Okay.
Just saying.
And it'd be good for the next year. Till season five's over.
Yeah, that's true.
And
right.
Then you'd have to replace it again.
Well, yeah.
So I maybe you shouldn't invest that $300 in that Vecna.
It may not even exist. I don't even know.
We shall see.
Yeah.
I tell you what does exist, though. This is pretty cool. And you know me, I'm into animals, but Lion Country Safari, they had a little baby rhino born.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, a little white baby. Oof. It's the third white rhino born there.
How's that go for mom?
Oof. The 7-year-old mom is Blossom. You'll be able to see mom and dad, they say, in the maternity area.
That's a good sign for any kind of a zoo.
Isn't that pretty cool?
You know, things, they get new baby things.
Well,
that's good.
The whole point is, you know, they're also, most of them are conservationists, so they try to, you know, propagate the species.
Yeah.
There's a lady, by the way, and they did a huge expose on her on Fox this morning early. She is going around Ukraine collecting zoo animals and other wild animals that have been left behind because of the war and then bringing them back to her house. She's got elephants and gorillas and tigers and bears and all kinds of things that she has literally goes in her van and picks them up and brings them back to her place. And she's taking care of all these animals.
That's pretty amazing.
Until she says after the war, then we'll return them to, you know, conservation areas across the globe.
But she's not getting any of that money we're sending over there. She's doing it on her own.
Yeah, she's doing it on her own. I'm thinking, number one, where are you getting the money to feed all these animals? But still, I think she's a veterinarian, so she knows about it. But still, that's a big undertaking.
That's a great thing.
Driving all over the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting these animals. Pretty cool. I thought it was cool.
It's pretty nice. Here's another feel-good story for you. Would you like one for a Friday?
I would love one.
This is where most of the country's going back to school, getting ready to anyway. We're already back in the Southeast, Florida and Georgia, I know. Well, a couple in Cleveland opened up a store called Second Semester Consignment Shop 6 years ago. What's that all about?
Yeah.
They sell supplies at a discount to make sure every kid has what they need and also offer free tutors.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's a big deal.
It's a big expense.
Those tutors are really expensive.
I know. And probably a big expense to the couple in Cleveland because, you know, they're not making any money off that thing.
Wow.
That's pretty nice.
Cool. That's really cool.
These school supplies are, boy, especially in a recession.
Yeah, then you buy them, and then we all found out. They throw them in one big pile. So why did I buy that backpack that was $45 for the kid next door?
Yeah, that they insisted on. Yeah, and then it goes into, thanks, we'll put that into the group fund. And no, you won't.
The kid comes back traumatized. It was you made it. Nora started VPK.
Yeah.
So I show Bill a picture of my granddaughter. He goes, He goes, the backpack's bigger than she is. I said, she picked it out.
That kid's going to have back problems.
It's only got like a sheet in it and I think a stuffed animal.
Oh, you know what they come home with, though? No, it'll be 45 pounds.
She's fine. But I asked her, I said, is it heavy? And she goes, no, Mimi, I love my backpack. I said, okay.
That's key, though, to get a kid interested in school, get him something like that that she likes. And
she's the line leader now, Bill.
Oh.
She's in charge. Oh. So it's already started.
Pushing down other kids. All right. Just kidding. Hey, this story is crazy. Coming up next. What's the worst day at the beach you've ever had? Usually they're great, right?
Yeah, usually. Yeah,
I bet you didn't get impaled by a beach umbrella.
Oh, come on.
In the wind.
No.
Right through her chest.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell you who and where and what and why.
Why?
It's
She's
like a
alive?
PSA.
She's alive?
Well, we'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL, the South Florida Morning Show. Welcome to it. Welcome to Friday. You made it through. Hopefully you made it through that traffic on 95. It's better now, apparently, but still... Still causing backups, I guess, on the side streets. 95 had been shut down earlier at Hypoluxo.
Yeah, you came in this morning at, 4:30, and you said, there's two cars upside down on 95 going southbound.
I don't know what the cause was. Horrible. I didn't see it, but it looked bad. It really did.
It's terrible.
And if you weren't stuck in it, you knew.
Yeah, and I always feel as, you're driving in the opposite direction of where a road's closed off, and you just continue to watch how far the backup is, and you're thinking, these poor people have no idea how long they're going to be sitting here for.
In that time of day, too, I'm looking at the backup, and it was almost all tractor trailers at first, in the first line of the backup, because that's when they're out working, delivering stuff.
You know, it's really weird, because when I get off at 45th Street here, early in the morning, it's backed. I mean, they're up on I-95, nose to rear, but just one after another. But if I come in on Wednesday, there's never a truck there.
Huh.
Wednesday's not a good day for deliveries, I guess. It's either Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday and Friday.
Well, because Wednesday's Prince Spaghetti Day.
Yeah, maybe that's it. If you're from New England, you know what Prince Spaghetti Day is.
Or New York. Going.
Was that New York, too?
I think both. I think it was two markets. Okay. I don't know, though. I'm not sure.
It was big. Anthony! Remember? Oh, goodness.
All right, well, this is a horrifying, horrifying story.
Then why are you
telling
me?
I'm sorry to laugh, because it'll make whatever you're going through make you feel better somehow.
Oh, okay.
Not to laugh at somebody else's misfortune, but...
Are they dead?
But it'll put things in perspective.
They didn't die, did they?
Well, I'll tell you in a sec. Hold on.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Oh, God.
This lady was just going to the beach.
Okay.
Weather started off fine.
All right.
South Carolina.
All right.
You remember those news stories we had from earlier in the week? Crazy storms. South Carolina coast.
Mm-hmm.
This lady was 63.
Oh, dear.
Died of being impaled by a beach umbrella.
What?
Strong winds lifted the pole out of the sand and drove it into her chest.
Oh, my God.
In front of horrified friends who were screaming at her to duck because it was coming. It wasn't even her umbrella. It was coming down the beach.
Oh, that's just like... This is horrible. This is horrible. This is
12:40 p.m. midday.
I don't go to the beach because of the sharks. Now I'm not going to go to the beach because I'm going to worry about getting impaled by an umbrella.
Here's another reason for Jen not to ever go to the beach.
Wow.
Garden City Beach. Ever been there?
No.
She was 63. Wow. Tammy Perot was her name. Died about an hour later at the hospital. It's horrifying.
Jeez. Did they take her and the umbrella to the... Because the worst thing you can do is pull it out.
I don't know. You see these rescue 911 shows, and a lot of it just, yeah, you're right. They have the stuff still stuck in there. I don't know.
You pull it out, you're going to bleed out. You're dead. That's it.
Freak winds popped up in the middle of nowhere. When beachgoers, the beach was packed because the weather was great at first.
Okay, so if you find out whose umbrella it is, are they responsible?
I don't think so, because it was just a weather-related thing.
Wow.
Her friends, she was with a group of people, said a gust of wind came through, took an umbrella through the air. It just kept on going and going and going.
So it stopped at her. They always say it wasn't your day. Wow. Her number was up. There's no doubt about that.
There's just no accounting for that.
What a freak accident.
Oh, it's just awful.
The poor woman. Now I got to worry about flying umbrella.
So now you're paranoid about sharks, the sand, beach umbrellas, wind.
Thanks. You've ruined me ever going to the beach again.
I just thought maybe you should
know. That's incredible.
I use that as perspective. It may be a PSA.
Mm.
And also, lock down your umbrellas, people.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's one of those big ones you stick in the sand, and you get a big gust of wind, nothing's going to stop it from going flying. Wow.
Imagine if that was your umbrella, though, and you found out. Oh, my God. I would feel so bad.
Would you admit it? Fearing that you could be charged with some kind of, you know, manslaughter.
Be the right thing to do, I guess. I don't know.
I could never live with myself without saying it.
By the way, this popped up as an addendum to the story.
Yes.
3,000 people are injured by beach umbrellas every year.
Come on.
That's a lot of people.
Get rid of the damn umbrellas. Jeez.
No, then you get skin cancer.
Well, I'm sorry. Do something. Put a hoodie on then or wear a hat. Get rid of the umbrellas. They're like death traps.
I know. It's scary.
Jeez. Okay, how much do we have any time left,
DJ? Oh, we got
DJ?
Like 4 minutes.
Oh, good.
Three and a half.
They have listed the worst airports in the globe for delays and cancellations. Okay.
I bet you they're all here.
All the bad ones. The top 10 are all in the Ukraine and Russia and China.
Oh, well.
Okay.
So you gotta figure.
Let's get rid of those. Okay.
Why was your flight delayed? War.
The number one worst airport to fly into or out of, if you can actually get in or out of
Kiev?
No, LaGuardia.
Oh. A war zone, nonetheless.
It is. They have the highest cancellation rate of 7.4% and 27% delays. Coming in number two, right behind it, Newark Liberty, right across the river.
I hate that airport.
I haven't flown in there. Where are you? Where do you fly into when you go? You go to LaGuardia?
Right, LaGuardia, I think. Yeah, from PBIA.
Well, you might be able to get in. You may not be getting out.
Probably not.
Third on the list is where I'm going, Washington, D.C.
Why are you going to Washington, D.C.?
Because I got to stop there. There's no direct flight. JetBlue had the only direct flight. And they canceled the route.
That's right.
Jerks. The next on the list, Logan, Boston.
Oh, it's terrible.
I'm surprised that, you know what? It's like Charlotte's in here and St. Louis, but no Chicago. No Atlanta.
I thought O'Hare was going to be number one.
You would think. Or Atlanta. I mean, look at how many planes go in and out of there. Not the case. Not the case. So if you're flying. The minute I saw that, I said, figures I'm flying into Washington. I'm stuck. I'll get stuck in D.C. That'll be my luck.
I'm in the swamp. Somebody come get me.
I'll be drive down, Bill, from New York. Come pick me up, please.
Jen will be like, well, while I'm here, stuck for the day, where's Merrick Garland?
Yeah, let me
go. Talk to him.
Talk to that man. Wow. Jeez.
We got more of the Trump response coming up to the thing. He wants everything released. He wants all the documents itemized. He wants the warrant released. He wants everything.
Total transparency
is what he wants.
Can you blame him?
No, I really can't.
No, you can't.
We got more of that coming up, as well as it does not look good. I guess that Anne Heche is off of life support from that crash.
Yeah, it's not. You know, I don't know many people who have been burned severely that survive. It's horrible, but they're saying it was a brain injury from the crash.
Yeah, boy.
I guess the only good part of that is she never regained consciousness.
I'll ask you this on the other side, but has, what's her name, Ellen, responded at all to this? Has she made any statements whatsoever?
Yes.
They were together.
Yes, she did say something.
Did she? All right, yeah. We'll figure out what she said about that coming up next. And I want to know why. There's two questions regarding the Anne Heche accident story.
Yes.
It raises questions about organ donations, and it also raises questions about this. Why isn't anybody talking about the lady whose house was destroyed when she crashed into it?
It could be there's already a lawsuit filed.
Yeah, that could be.
You know, one never knows. I mean, her estate will probably pay for all of it.
All right, that and a lot more next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Big. Blindster.com.
The South Florida Morning Show, News Talk 850 WFTL. Welcome here. Hey, don't forget about the morning show blog either. This is usually the time of day we tell you what's on there. There's a really cool video. You got to check this out.
Which one?
It's kind of horrifying, but I think it's great technology.
No, it's not horrifying. It's cool.
Even though the children at the game ran screaming.
They did not run screaming.
You have to check out the hall. Are we sure it's a hologram of Harry Caray, legendary, beloved Cubs announcer, at the Field of Dreams game last night? All of a sudden, he shows up.
Yeah, and he starts leading the crowd and take me out to the ball game.
Sounds like this, but it really is a visual. That's why we tell you about it on
really
the blog.
Incredible.
All right! Let me hear you! Good and loud! A-1! A-2! A-3! Take me out to the ball game!
All right, here's why It surprised some people and scared some others.
Well, it was a surprise.
The people are milling around, they're getting peanuts, and all of a sudden, all right!
You see a couple of the guys, and it's mostly the guys that first react, the older guys, they're looking around like, is that really Harry Carey? And you see one guy, like, he turns around and he points to the broadcasting booth, and there's Harry. But it's a hologram, but it looks just like he's there.
Swear to God, when I first saw the highlight of this morning, before people were saying, oh, it's kind of classless, I thought it was an actor, and they just used a voiceover.
Yeah.
But I actually think it's awesome.
And then, people are saying they were horrified, but little kids, if you watch the whole video, by the time it's like half, not even halfway through him singing, little kids are waving to him because they think it's him.
Yeah, after they went to therapy.
They didn't go to therapy. They probably don't even know who Harry Carey is. Maybe they've heard their parents talk about him or, a big brother or a big sister. But you can see little kids waving to him. And I don't know, was he waving to the crowd? I didn't watch all of it.
No, I think it was just, no, not really, just kind of,
That's pretty wild.
They just took, obviously they kind of CGI'd it up, and you have to project it onto something.
Wow.
But they had taken just some old film of them,
crazy.
Some video. You have to check, it's wild.
They say the more pictures they have of you, in many cases, it's pictures that they turn into a video, is how they make your hologram.
Oh, okay.
And right. So from that hologram, once they get the picture of you or the 3D image of you, they can make it turn anyway. It's pretty wild. It's very similar to the technology they used to make the dinosaurs run in Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's very similar to that, only it's far more advanced than what that is now. But it's fascinating. I mean, would you go see and pay for a hologram of, Tom Petty?
Yeah, that's too recent. Somebody way older, like Jim Morrison or something.
Okay.
Hendrix. That would be a great one. Yeah, definitely I would. To see what that was like.
Okay.
And if that thing last night looked as good on TV, because TV would have made it look like a little weaker than in person, but it still looked good.
It looked great. I was like,
I think
wow.
You're going to see a lot more of this. It's getting a big reaction too, because it looked so lifelike.
They also did a nice dedication to Ray Liotta,
who
was
nice.
In Field of Dreams. So it was nice, but unfortunately, they're not going to do it next year because they're building some kind of complex, and they said construction's going to get in the way. So they have to wait one more year, and then I'm sure they'll be back.
My God, did that movie put Dyersville on the map, or
isn't
what?
That amazing?
It's the only thing in town.
I know.
Wow.
And that stadium, I'm sure they're probably going to make it bigger. It seats 70. What's a regular baseball stadium hold?
40.
Yeah, this is only 7,800.
Yeah, it's like a minor league park. And yes. In fact, I think they do have a minor league tournament there or something.
Yeah, they're building all kinds of stuff, I think, for like high schools.
Yeah.
Like a high school tournament or maybe little. Why don't they have the little league tournament there?
They should. I don't know. I'm looking at the Harry Carey thing again. Yeah, I swear to God, it looks like he's there.
Isn't it amazing? Look at all the baseball players that were singing along. But look at all the little kids. They're smiling. Yeah, they were waving to them.
There they are. They're all crying, covering their eyes.
They're But look at how happy, especially. I don't know if anybody else, because there were so many Cubs fans there. But look at that. I mean, they shooting him from behind. They shoot him from the side.
Doesn't it look like an actor, though, like an impersonator?
It does. Oh,
see, that would have been classless.
But this
was really him from years ago.
That was way cool. And his family had to sign off on this.
I hope so.
If not, they're in therapy.
They're in therapy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, help us all.
All right, on there. Check it out.
What else is on? I don't even know what else is on there. Oh, the naked guy.
Machete guy. It's a story that's been, it's a few days old, but now we have more video and the...
it's the helicopter.
The helicopter audio of... The naked machete guy in DeLand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what you'll have to, again, this is something, a visual you're going to have to check out, but this was the play-by-play from the cop in the helicopter.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, yelling at people in the parking lot. Very animated, athletic, thick build. It's like a goatee. He's now walking out to traffic, middle of traffic, yelling at people. He's doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
See, that's when they knew it was a threat. It wasn't the machete. It was when he's doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store.
But you know what the gotcha on that one is? If you never thought the cops could catch you, this guy could see. He's 500 feet in the air.
Yep.
He could see the guy had a goatee.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
They can zoom in.
They can find you is what they can do.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Find you anywhere. Infrared.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, that infrared is like scary stuff.
Oh
too.
Yeah.
Then they get those midnight suns on those helicopters, light up a stadium.
Anyway.
Tell you something. All those satellites they're launching, they can see what's on your computer right now. You can see what's on your shirt.
They're going to come. Merrick Garland's coming down the hallway. Watch out. They're saying we're in trouble.
I'm not afraid of him.
Anheuser. They say, and you know what? As horrible as it sounds, I think it's probably the best outcome because they said she was brain dead. I thought she was in an induced coma because of the injuries from all of the fire injuries, the burns. Because she has to be burned over 100% of her body.
Yeah, right? You're right. It's not something, I don't think it's something you'd want to wake up from.
No. So she's been in a coma ever since. I was mistakenly thought it was an induced one because of all the burns, but they said she suffered a brain injury and she's brain dead. Who knew? Jeez. But they have discontinued. I guess they're going to, if they haven't taken her off the ventilation machine, they're going to do it rather soon. But they wanted, it was interesting, and I think it's a crock because they said they wanted to look if they could harvest any of her organs. Traditionally, when you're in a fire, I mean, other than, the third-degree burns, it's the smoke inhalation that does you in first before you die of the burns if you're, like, in a fire, so I'm told. So I'm thinking, if you inhaled all that smoke, would not most of your organs be, like, trashed?
That raises interesting questions about organ donation. It does. Not that I'm against it, but, yeah, what happens if... I wouldn't want her organs.
No, and then she had coke in her system, so and fentanyl, but I don't know if it's the kind of fentanyl you get on the street or it was the fentanyl they gave her for the pain. Uh-huh. I don't know. And that's what they were trying to figure out at the time they took the blood because she was looking at a DUI felony charge.
Well, there's a picture clear as day of a bottle of vodka in the cup holder.
Oh, is there really?
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
I haven't seen that. So.
Oh, yeah.
But
moments before the second accident at the wheel with a bottle of vodka in the cup holder. It's a wild picture.
Wow. And unfortunately, you know what? She's not going to make that's just sad. It's just a sad story all the way around. But again, would you want to survive something like that? You know, even if you weren't brain dead. Say your squash is okay. And, you know, your body got burned beyond recognition over most of it. Just the horrible things you'd have to go through to even be able to survive. I still
don't know why no one's talking about the poor lady whose house got destroyed. I guess she doesn't matter.
I don't know. You know, she was renting the place. The people that owned it started that GoFundMe page for her.
Yeah.
And what did they? They had raised like $54,000 in the first day. I would assume they still have. But I mean, what's it cost to replace a house in L.A.?
Well, yeah. Or all our, her lifetime of belongings. That's sad, too.
It is sad. It is sad. They did ask Ellen DeGeneres, by the way, who was Anne Heche's partner for a couple of years. She said her comment was, I don't want anybody to hurt.
Okay. Well, that's it. Short and sweet.
That was it.
All right.
So I was like, okay.
Wow.
Just sad. Sad, sad. All the way around.
We'll find some feel-good stories for you, though, to lighten it up before we head out for Friday, coming up next. And there is some swamp stuff, though. Are the Republicans, is that whole team a little bit too confident heading into the midterms? They're picking their Speaker of the House already.
Are they really?
Is that like a confidence thing to convince the nation they're going to win?
Yeah, I got a feeling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you hear what Trump says about Democrats and this, Inflation Reduction Act thing they're voting on today?
Oh, God. Is he on Truth Social again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, he's got his phone.
Well,
working overtime.
Can you reverse it? That's all we want to know.
I don't know. That is what we want to know. You're right. All right, that and more. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show. News Talk 850 WFTL. Welcome to Friday. How about some weekend stuff? How about something to look forward to? You know what we can look forward to, Jen?
What's that?
Fake real football.
There's more?
Oh, more. Whole weekend slate of preseason games.
Really? Are you going to watch any of these since the Patriots played yesterday? Will you watch other football games?
I do want to see that Dolphins-Bucks thing to see how the Dolphins look. That is tomorrow night, by the way. It's 7:30. They're over in Tampa.
Oh, Tua's going to throw a 20-yard pass, and everyone's going to say, oh, he's going to the Super Bowl.
That's what Diener's going to say.
Well, you know it is.
We will get Diener's Tua review Monday when he's back.
You have to understand, because Diener, who's our producer, VJ, thank you so very much, doing a wonderful job filling in for a day off, two in a row, Diener.
That's right.
But Diener is a diehard Dolphins fan, so he was sending us clips
of Tua. Who's the guy that catches it? It's the same receiver. Some new guy? Is that who he is?
I think it was Tariq Hill, but I'm not
alone. Okay. So he keeps on saying, look at this 60-yard pass. This is going to be an incredible
year. And it
wasn't.
It was all air. It was a long bomb. Oh, it showed Tua's arm. It's true.
It was a nice pass. And so I wrote back, you're sizing up the rings? Okay. Who's protecting this guy? The defense is also on the same team. I don't think they're going to stop the guy from running.
Well, they weren't even in pads
yet. I was like, come on, Diener. I said, give it a break. So one of our listeners, by the way, said he heard I was going to take ownership of the Dolphins.
That would be something, huh?
That ain't happening, Casey. Sorry.
Jen's like, and about this tampering charge.
We're getting rid of it.
That was previous management.
Yeah. Wow.
By the way, speaking of football, Tom Brady, you might have heard the story, taking some time away. You can do this as a 45-year-old seven-time champ. And this is why he left the Pats. He wanted life a little easier. He's taking a couple of weeks off.
What? But yesterday you might have thought like he had died. Oh, he's having, you know, life-saving surgery. His arms hurt. He's doing this. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then you found out it was pre-approved. I'm like,
well, they had to clear things up because it's very strange. And a lot of us, I was thinking this because I know the history with him and his mom. His mom had fought cancer. Oh, I was worried about that.
I didn't even think of that. That's terrible.
Like you said, pre-approved. The coach, Todd Bowles, came out and he said they had to deal with some personal things, but pre-approved. They knew it was coming, and he's going to be back for their first game of the real season.
How about it? Maybe it had to do with his kids going to school.
Oh, that could be.
You know?
He's got to make lunches.
Or you know what? Maybe they're all in new schools. Do they live in Tampa now? Or are they in there's the rest of the family in Miami?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe they're moving. They were in Tampa. Well, except the one with Bridge.
Right.
Bridget Moynihan. He's in New York. They fly him down for games.
Wow. Does he have his...
This is a different kind of life, isn't it?
Well, you know what? You thought it was cool, but I sat there and thought, you willingly admitted your kids aren't even related to anything in reality because
right.
Somebody cooks for him, somebody cleans for him, right. Somebody drives him, somebody... And I sat there and thought, but you know what? Give me that life for just 10 hours. And I would be like, thank you. Just somebody to cook for me. Somebody to clean the house, please.
That's why I'm always amazed when the celebrities, it's like, oh my God, they lost 50 pounds. It's amazing. You would too. Well, if you had a trainer and a chef and a coach and a...
Years ago, and it was on the Oprah show when she was first coming out, she had all the top 10 supermodels. And this is how long ago, Elle McPherson was just coming on the scene. She had just been on the cover of Sports Illustrated or mentioned in Sports Illustrated. So she was like the last person that she finally asked questions to. But she went down the entire line. And it was like Cheryl Teagues was there.
Sure.
And, you know, these are the old supermodels. And she asked, what's your daily regimen? Oh, you know, I eat a salad for this. And then I run 20 miles. And then I do blah. And she finally gets to Elle McPherson, who's like maybe 18 at the time at the end with her long legs sticking out. And she just looks down the line and she goes, I really can't believe none of you said this. She said, the reason we look like this is because they pay us millions of dollars to look like this.
It's your job.
She said, that's why we look like this, and that's why we eat one stick of celery a day and run 20 miles. She goes, because we get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
I was like, I love this girl.
Yeah, the honesty. That's
I was
all.
Like, wow, she's right. But you would never hear that from like a Naomi Campbell or a Cheryl Teagues or, you know, who's
my workout regimen.
Girl,
and
Christy.
It is, but you're right. You would if that was your job, and that's all you have to worry about.
True. And somebody else is cooking for me and somebody's telling me get your butt out of bed and go to the gym. Yeah.
That's right.
I would do it too. That's what I need.
This is something to less fun, but something to keep an eye on. So the House is beginning their debate on that Inflation Reduction Act, which does nothing of it. Trump put out 2 hours ago on Truth Social.
Oh, what?
He's encouraging, I think it's an interesting take. He says Democrats in Congress should strongly vote against the biggest green new fake deal bill in history. It's about to be rammed down the throats of Americans. Listen to what he says.
Wow.
Those Dems voting against this massive tax hike will be legends and actually will be able to win again.
Holy cow.
Isn't that interesting? I would go back. The Democrats have no shot. I would do the same thing. Come back to your district and say, I'm the one that tried to save you money.
Well, it would be nice. But, you know, if you're going to fall for, you know what, we're not going to tax $400,000 less, they're lying.
Yeah.
They hired, by the way, you had asked this before. They got 87,000 new IRS agents are part of that.
87,000.
Which is more than, as Karen mentioned, like the Pentagon, this and that all combined. And you asked, you said it was more than what landed it in at Normandy. 156,000 troops altogether, but 73,000 were Americans.
So we're going to hire more IRS agents than those that storm the beaches for us.
Yep.
Okay.
Just so you know.
On top of what they already have.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And they all, And if you don't think they're going to be watching every step you make, God, maybe that's what those satellites Elon Musk is putting up going to be used for.
Yeah. They're looking at your purse.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Oh, sure. It's looking at empty is what they're looking at. Big hole.
They're looking at your tax write-offs.
We leave you. How much time do we have?
About 35 seconds.
Yeah. 35 seconds. Are you a good liar? They asked 5,000 people that question. 28% said they're excellent at it. Wow. 23% say they're decent. Where would you fall?
All right. Well, here's the test. No, I'm not a good liar.
Oh, you suck.
See, I'm lying.
You suck. They said only 38% say they're bad or very bad at it. I'm thinking, no, you're not. I can tell you're lying right away.
Well, the ones who are bad, you want to play poker with.
Yeah.
Those ones.
Yeah. Everybody usually has to tell, though. Anyway, have a great weekend and do something other than watch football like Bill's going to do all weekend. And enjoy. We'll be back Monday at 6 o'clock. We would love to see you then. Thanks for listening.